Hello, and welcome to this third class in Level 2. So, now that we've made an introductory exploration in the last class into how we've been manipulated and lied to by the group of elitists on the planet known as the Cabal, or the Deep State, and have seen how important it is to wake up to this deeper reality about humanity, we can now move on in this class and look at another very important way that we, as the human race, have been manipulated. And this is a part of the untold story that can really sound like science fiction or conspiracy theory, because it's about the existence of many races of extraterrestrials that have been living on our planet and interacting with certain governments and groups of humans for actually thousands of years, and in some cases were evidently even here before humanity appeared on the Earth. I alluded in my class about starseeds to one aspect of the ET story when I spoke about the dark forces that had been manipulating us for thousands of years from the lower fourth dimension. But this is just one part of the story, and a very dark part. There are many other parts, many of them uplifting and fascinating ones, that have never been officially shared with us either. Now, this information, like all the information I described in the last class about the Cabal, needs to be taken in carefully with discernment, as there are those who write stories purposely giving disinformation, so it can be tricky. But at the same time, if you were to research the subject yourself, you'd realize that there are just too many sources giving similar information on the subject, all from different angles. So there's got to be a lot of truth in what most of them are saying. And as you take in their information, you can come to realize that we have been lied to forever about the ET presence on Earth, and that disinformation has been inserted into literally everything we've learned about humanity's history, about the ET presence here, and the control by some of these beings that we've all labored under. It's a really frightening realization. But what's interesting is that there are not only multiple credible whistleblowers revealing this information, there are now even official documents, hundreds of thousands of pages worth, that the U.S. government and the CIA in particular, as well as other governments and other intelligence agencies around the world, have recently released, unredacted. And they give detailed descriptions of different species of ETs and how they've been tracked and pursued and studied by our own military since actually the 1940s. And how certain presidents have known about them, but have not been allowed to share this information with the public. And the documents are now out there on government sites for anyone to read, for those who know how to look for them. So at this point, there's just too much evidence about the existence of ETs, and no one can any longer laugh at the notion that they're real or that they're here with us. But where to start in describing all this information? There are so many aspects to it and so much information you need to sift through to see all the lies and the cover-up about the secret space programs. But let's start with the information on what was called the Robertson Panel. Now, this was a group of leading scientists back in 1953 that was assembled by a U.S. government physicist by the name of Howard Percy Robertson, under the guidance of the CIA, for the purpose of reviewing the U.S. Air Force's UFO files. There were so many sightings that had been reported by the Air Force pilots, even by that point, way back then, and so many people who were also seeing the UFOs, that the cabal-infested CIA decided it needed to do something to help hide this information from the public. At the end, the panel concluded that UFOs did not pose a direct threat to national security, but it suggested nonetheless that the U.S. Air Force begin a debunking campaign about them, employing the talents of psychiatrists, astronomers, and celebrities with the goal of demystifying the UFO report. Their formal recommendation was that, quote, the national security agencies take immediate steps to strip the unidentified flying objects of the special status they've been given and the aura of mystery they have unfortunately acquired. The panel further stated that its debunking goal should, quote, be accomplished by the mass media, such as television and motion pictures. And as we all know, there have been a great number of movies with plots involving UFOs and ETs that have come out of Hollywood, the vast majority of them showing ETs to be dangerous and, very importantly, also fictional. If they appear in a science fiction movie, of course they can't be real, right? Never in this Robertson panel plan were there any intentions to tell the truth about UFOs or ETs that the cabal-run governments were aware of. And never was there any public knowledge about the secret space programs in the United States that had secretly developed since those early times. We know now, thanks to multiple whistleblowers, that there have been two main secret programs, one in the U.S. Navy, the other in the U.S. Air Force. Among many other things, it's been kept secret that ETs have crash-landed on the Earth a number of times in the past 6 or 7 decades, starting with the famous Roswell crash in 1947. Yet no truthful official reports about these crashes have ever been given to the public. There are only the official narratives about weather balloons or satellites the government has thought up, you know, to keep the information secret. But we have the truth now, thanks to not only those insiders from within those secret space programs who have spoken, but also to dozens of people who were present at the events of these crashes, many of whom were threatened by the government to not reveal what they'd seen. But they've spoken out anyway. But something else very important about these crashes is that it's never been revealed publicly that highly advanced technology was recovered from these crashes, and it was secretly given to engineers in large aircraft corporations in order to back engineer it. And they have been successful at this. They've created a lot more advanced weapons and spacecraft than they've let on to the public. Well, this technology included spaceships much more advanced than those had been thus far produced by humans. It also included cloaking technology, which has since been used by the military to cloak naval vessels, aircraft, and spacecraft. In fact, according to some sources, our skies are filled with masked craft. Now, some sources describe other reverse engineered technology consisting of technology to help teleport people out into space or assist them to time travel. Devices providing anti-gravity and free energy have also been around for a very long time. In addition, human scientists in these secret programs are also now able to create portals into different dimensions, different places, and different timelines. There are insider stories that describe early trials of this particular technology in which human subjects in experiments were actually sent out, lost, and never found. In later trials, the scientists eventually learned how to get the people back, but really a bit frightening to hear of these earlier experiments and what happens behind the scenes as human scientists play with advanced technology they don't yet understand. But another fascinating type technology has been reverse engineered from a crashed UFO has been called the Montauk chair. And this is a chair that's designed to attune to the mind of anyone who sits in it and to produce in physical form in the room whatever a person is thinking about. Mind-blowing to read or hear about these kinds of things, especially from firsthand reports of those who have actually personally experienced them. It's just really fascinating. But what's really important to realize about all this information is that the cabal scientists involved in back engineering the ET technology could have, many decades ago, been using this new technology to solve just about every conceivable problem on this planet. Rather than creating weapons technology, they could have developed technology to help bring everyone on the planet out of poverty and out of ill health, all easily by now. We could have had free energy, free internet and cell phone coverage without the EMF, ways to easily clean the oceans and green our deserts. We could have had something called replicators, technology that can create anything, including healthy food. However, the exciting news is that certain alliance people have evidently now gotten hold of some of this technology, and they're beginning to produce it, and it will be made for everyone on the planet who needs it. There are things that will absolutely revolutionize how we all live once it's mass-produced. One of the most stunning technologies that scientists are working on is called the med bed, or sometimes the celestial chamber. And this is something which can cure any physical ailment a human body has, including replicating an arm or a leg that's been lost. It's absolutely incredible to read about. So at long last, some headway is being made on that front. But the official secrecy about UFOs and hidden space programs still remains. But there are some wonderful pioneers trying to turn this around. And one of the pioneers, the really early ones of the UFO disclosure movement, and actually one of the most documented researchers about secret space programs and ETs, is Dr. Stephen Greer. G-R-E-E-R. If his name is new to you, you might want to look him up, because he has gathered hundreds of signed testimonies and videos of interviews with astronauts, engineers, scientists, and military and governmental officials who have come forward and courageously disclosed information about the U.S. secret space program. In fact, he's held large press conferences in Washington, D.C. on this material that he's gathered, demanding official disclosure. And he's also given his information to high executives in several different presidential administrations. And yet, neither he nor his information has yet to be officially acknowledged. So he's produced two documentaries on the subject, free for anyone to watch. And the first is called Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, and the other is called Unacknowledged, both really good films to watch. And another excellent film that's recently come out on the subject is called Above Majestic. And this features, among others, a man who's called David Wilcock. And he's another prolific investigator He has hundreds of documents and videos and meticulously verified reports of insiders in U.S. agencies and the military and spacecraft corporations, all who testify about the U.S. cover-up of what has actually already been achieved in space that the public knows nothing about. For instance, you can learn through his books and videos and blogs about human-like ETs actually working at NASA, right alongside human engineers. And you could read about testimony from his insiders that there are a number of current ET bases in operation on the dark side of the moon, along with bases run by both the U.S. and the German government. The Germans evidently got there first from planet Earth at this time, back in the 1930s, when the Nazis were collaborating with the dark ET forces. But the U.S. arrived soon thereafter. Insiders also describe ancient ruins left by groups of ETs, some which existed even before civilization is known to have occurred on the Earth, and many of them are obelisks, similar to the Egyptian ones found on the Earth, and they're all aligned in much the same way. And what's also interesting is the disclosure given by some of the astronauts and other people involved with the Apollo mission, which we think we know all about. But they talk about how photos taken on the moon were airbrushed, and they were brought back before being shown to the public. There had evidently been alien spacecraft in these photos and other signs of life that were obviously already established on the moon when they got there. And it's been revealed that there were also recordings in which the initial stunned reactions of the astronauts gave in seeing all this. All of this was deleted, although people are now able to get a hold of it and play it. And yet another curious aspect of intel given about the moon is that it is evidently not the natural celestial body we all assume it to be. It's actually something that was built eons ago to serve as a vehicle that could be driven from one star system to another, carrying things including DNA samples, and plant life, and animals. And insiders refer to it as the Ark. Now, in one way, this really makes sense, as our moon seems to be the only body out in space that does not spin. There is always a dark side to the moon. All the other celestial bodies out there, all the planets, all the moons, everything spins, but not our moon. Evidently, the Earth in very ancient history did originally have a natural moon, according to some sources, but it was replaced by this current artificial moon that was finally just parked here in order to serve as a base for certain ET races. Now, in addition, it seems that the moon isn't the only place in space that's been occupied by physical civilization, ET and human. There's intel how there are actually ET, German, and U.S. bases on Mars with some very dark stories of what goes on in them. And, of course, this information has never been officially revealed to the public either. And what makes this information even more interesting lately is that NASA has recently announced about a, quote, new space force that the U.S. has created with plans to not only go to the moon again for the first time since 1972, but also to create a manned base there, as if this is all a brand new idea. But this seems to be an aspect of soft or partial disclosure that's being given to us officially. Perhaps something to prepare us for the eventual news that the U.S. has already had secret space programs for many decades. As you've probably noticed, there are headlines even in mainstream news that are appearing these days saying things like, alien life may already exist in our galaxy. Actually, lately it seems as if both the Alliance and the Cabal are giving partial disclosure about secret space programs. But the tidbits given by the Cabal generally have a negative and frightening spin on them so that they can stay in control of the real information. For example, the New York Times recently featured a long article entitled, "Greetings, ET, please don't murder us." And very importantly, it's clear to some that this spin in gradual disclosure is leading up to a plan in which the cabal hopes to convince humanity that we may be attacked by hostile aliens sometime soon. This way, they figure, everyone can be fearfully prepared for the next huge planetary war that the cabal themselves have been planning to create. At any rate, back to the information that Wilcock and others share. You can also learn about the many different races of ETs who have come to Earth during humanity's long, long history on the planet. It's fascinating. And you can further learn about galactic wars between the dark and light forces that have plagued this part of the universe for millennia. There are many other investigators and insiders that you can research for this kind of information. Unfortunately, there have been a number of them in the last few decades who have been murdered or suicided because they were about to disclose information that the cabal didn't want known. It's even said that one of the main reasons JFK was killed was because he wanted disclosure about ETs to happen. Nonetheless, there remain a number of fearless insiders and reporters who continue to reveal hidden information, aside from Greer and Wilcock, such as a man by the name of Simon Parks. Now, he's someone who actually grew up in an Illuminati family and whose mother was in the CIA, even though he's British. But he knows firsthand the cabal's mindset, their plans, their activities of all about ETs. And he's also very psychic and in touch personally with certain ETs. Very interesting man to tune into. Corey Good is another one to look up. He's an insider who was personally part of a secret space program for a number of years. And he presents really fascinating information. Then there's a man with the code name of Cobra, who is yet another interesting source of information. He's someone known as a Pleiadian contactee, and he's been working for over 35 years resisting the dark forces in space. He gives updates on space battles and the larger picture of humanity's liberation from that point of view. And there are other journalists you can research, too, such as Michael Sala, Jared Rand, David Icke, and James Gilliland, just to name a few. As you may have noticed, the handout I offered with the last class has links to many of these sources as well as those that I mentioned in the last class, should you wish to do further research into the subject. Now, if you research even further, you can come across still other information that may sound really fantastical, such as evidence that the Earth is actually hollow and that certain ET civilizations have been living within the Earth since ancient times. Now, this sounds really, really strange, but there is actually intel out there by the U.S. Air Force now that is claiming this and that there are documents all about it. Another thing you can learn about the inside of the Earth is that you can read that cabal families have built their own bases underground using ET technology. They've built luxurious, safe places designed for them to retreat to for when they decide to explode nuclear bombs on the planet so they can be safe. Now, fortunately, many of these bases have evidently been destroyed by the White Hat Alliance in recent years. But I think there's probably still some there. And there are also now incredible reports of ruins of ancient ET civilizations that have been revealed through deep excavations miles below the surface on Antarctica. These excavations have been in progress for years by scientists from a number of different countries, but evidently beginning with the Nazis back in the 1930s. The excavations have been revealing frozen ET bodies and artifacts. And there are even reports, like I say, that some of these sites inside the Earth, where there are actually live ET beings still living in them, whole colonies of them. And it's speculated that the ruins that everyone's finding on Antarctica are probably from the ancient civilization known as Atlantis. But some of the most fascinating information available from the secret space program insiders involves evidence that what most scientists believe about humanity's history has been false, not only in the length of time humans have been on the planet, but also in their origin as a species. Numerous insiders tell us that it was highly evolved ETs who initially created the human species using their own DNA. And this was millions of years ago when it began. And they also say that a number of times throughout history, other advanced ET races have landed here, and they've tinkered with humanity's DNA as well. Some of them did this to help evolve the race, and some of them to dumb us down and inhibit our evolution in order to control us. In fact, it's said by many, many insiders that hostile ET races, known generally as the Archons, arrived here many thousands of years ago, and they learned to effectively gain control over humanity for their own benefit. It said that they basically feed on the energy of suffering, especially fear and anger and terror and guilt. And this energy actually has a name. It's been called Loosh, L-O-O-S-H. And humans provide it very well for them. And that's why they create so much conflict as they can on the planet, knowing humanity will respond with negative emotions because it helps them to thrive. It's also been said that they consider humans to be like cattle, not only to dominate, but also to be dominated, but also to be experimented with, and at times to simply be exterminated when they get in the way of their plans. And part of how they were successful in accomplishing their takeover was to create hybrid beings with certain humans, which they then began using to help keep the rest of humanity under their control. And these hybrids were the beginning of the Cabal family lineages that still exist today. As I spoke of in the last class, according to these whistleblowers, these Archon beings are still manipulating us from the lower fourth dimension with very advanced AI technology. Well, this really does sound like science fiction, right? And yet, this is exactly what the Archons and the Cabal want us to think. Like I say, that's why the Cabal helped to create all the movies and the comic books about this kind of stuff, so that anyone working in the secret space programs who might decide to reveal secrets would automatically be discredited as someone who just got their ideas from science fiction books and movies. And no one would believe them. Now, as you go even more deeply down this rabbit hole, you find that the insider Cobra, the Pleiadian contactee, tells the story of humanity's plight with the Archons throughout its long history in a similar way as others do, but he gives details about the Archons along with another group called the Chimera Group, C-H-I-M-E-R-A, who together put the Earth and the human race in quarantine through the use of an energetic grid around the planet, essentially holding humanity captive here even after death. He describes how they managed to do this by invading the inner realms of consciousness here on the fourth dimension and took control of humanity using their highly advanced technology. And also by joining with and then controlling other races who were also hostile to humanity, such as a certain reptile race known as the Draco, and the AI race that they created known as the grave in order to help keep humanity captive. Now, according to Cobra, among other things, these Archon and Chimera beings were the ones who managed to hijack the reincarnation process on the Earth, making it next to impossible for humans to ever get off the karmic wheel. And, like Wilcock, he describes galactic wars within this universe that have been fought for millennia against these hostile ET forces. And also that these battles are now almost finally won. He asserts, as do others, that not only is humanity at long last being liberated by the human white hats in the world on the surface, but also by benevolent galactics who are battling dark forces in outer space, and that the Earth is evidently the last stronghold of the dark forces in this whole galaxy. They've been chased here by the light force galactics and are now being cornered here, fighting to their last breath. Now, this may sound over the top, but as you read his post, you may feel how his words strike a truth you already know somewhere inside you. You can take in how the Earth has essentially been in quarantine for thousands of years, and humanity as a whole has been held hostage in darkness and suffering thanks to these hostile races and others who have allied with them. If you delve into this material, you may feel ancient memories awaken in you of how and why you first came to the Earth to assist in awakening and liberating humanity from the control of these dark forces. If you haven't yet realized just how ancient a soul you probably are, or recalled who you were prior to entering Earth, reading Cobra's information may help you do this. But the important thing to take in here, however, is the good news that there are a number of light force alliances currently working together in defeating the dark forces. And they are finally now, at long last, winning the battle to liberate humanity. First, there's the Earth Alliance, the White Hats, as I've described earlier, consisting of humans within the governmental agencies, the military forces, the space programs, and corporations who are fighting to bring down the Cabal. Then there's the Galactic Alliance, that's engaged in battles in outer space. And this includes beings from numerous benevolent ET races from out in the universe, all here to assist us. And a number of sources are telling us that there are now hundreds of fleets of UFOs with these beings in them surrounding the Earth. The quarantine around us has finally been broken through. And then there's also what's been called the Inner Earth Alliance of benevolent ETs living inside the Earth that are also insisting both of these other alliances. And actually, there's a fourth light force alliance that consists of the ever-expanding numbers of light workers and light warriors on the planet who know they have a spiritual mission. And this group creates a powerful frequency field. According to certain sources, benevolent galactics actually say they use this energy as a battery source to draw from. In fact, our thoughts, our emotions and actions are much more important than we may realize, especially as we keep our vibration high enough, you know, through meditation and conscious awareness, and we send them our light and our love and our positive thoughts. The more you focus on light, the more this adds to the collective battery of light. And the more compassion you have for yourself and for others, the more you strengthen this love energy within the light forces. Be really careful about doubting your personal impact on the effectiveness of the light forces. It's more powerful than you know. You know, it's understandable that you may fall at times into periods of discouragement and disillusionment when you feel you failed to accomplish what you hoped to as a light worker by this point, or when your third dimensional patterns arise and they pull you into self-doubt and depression. These feelings are actually fairly common among light workers, but it can be helpful to know that as a member of this human light worker group, you may have taken the fullest brunt of the darkness that has corrupted this planet. For not only have you fallen victim to the controlling nature of the darkness throughout the ages that you've been attempting to bring light into, both here and other places in the universe, you've also seen that darkness is not really the true nature of humanity. And the suffering you've witnessed has likely broken your heart over and over and over again. And also, if you're a starseed, you may remember your original light-filled galactic home in the stars that others have no memories of. And this might often bring on periods of homesickness and loneliness for you. And in addition, you may experience stirrings of memories of all the times in past lives when you've lost faith because not enough help arrived to assist you with a rescue mission you were on. You've likely lived through times of feeling totally abandoned and betrayed and have just wanted to simply give up. Many people are now having experiences like this that are challenging to deal with. Not only do they bring up despair, but also a lot of confusion due to how their understanding of reality is shifting so dramatically, so suddenly, when these memories arise. Now, another thing that's also important to remember is something I described in the earlier class on starseeds, but it bears repeating, and that's that we humans evidently have what can only be called a type of AI technology that operates within us. It's been implanted on the etheric plane in our brains at birth, and it's designed to inhibit our spiritual evolution, and it's been called the primary implant. And this was part of the deal in coming here to this planet. Among other things, we had to accept this implant in our body in order to be embodied here on the Earth. And its purpose is to keep us in self-doubt and shame and fear and guilt. I'm sure you recognize the mechanism in your brain that's like a machine. It's programmed to constantly give you negative messages about yourself. In essence, the implant holds the basic message that you are separate from Source, and you're separate from love, you're separate from light. This sense of disconnection serves to attract situations that reflect that disconnection, and to create even more suffering for you. Now, the good news, as I've explained before, is that the key to resolve the situation is primarily for you to keep aware of this implant when it communicates with you, either through words or feelings, and to remember that it's not actually part of who you inherently are. It's something foreign. But the mere awareness of it and the mind program associated with it will help accelerate its dissolution. Just remembering this, when you fall prey to negative emotions and self-judgment, can help to diminish the power that this technology has over you. And in understanding all this, you can become aware more easily that you are inherently a powerful being of light and love, fully connected to Source, who, in coming to Earth to help humanity, had your memory of who you are completely wiped, and that you were compelled to accept all the constraints of the darkness that were in place on the planet at the time, the forgetting of your divine connection, and also to be subject to all the suffering that was present here. And you can now also realize that the time has come to wake up to this truth, and to break free of the manipulation and the control that you've been under. It can no longer work successfully on you if you step consciously into your sovereignty and your power, and you don't allow this implant's messages to rule your decisions or your actions. And, as I've said, the really good news is that the work of the Light Force Alliances and also the work of the increasing numbers of people waking up are now becoming evident on the world stage. As I've described in the last class, it's clear that the cabal is currently panicking. They're attempting to create wars between countries. They're also creating false flag attacks through terrorist attacks that are incited and orchestrated by them. And these are all attempts to keep people divided and angry and feeling disempowered. And so far, they've been fairly successful in accomplishing this, except that more and more people are now realizing that these terrorist attacks have been orchestrated. It's not just some angry, crazed individual who creates them. Also, the cabal's engineered weather disasters and intentionally set fires are being exposed as well. And in addition, huge pedophile and human trafficking arrests have been occurring worldwide. You'll likely see at some point that pedophilia and human trafficking are rampant within the cabal families. It's all part of their religion. And then there are the thousands of sealed indictments that have continued to accumulate in the United States by this time that I'm speaking, which is January 2019. And they're hopefully signaling the beginning of the mass arrests that have been predicted by many insiders, many different insiders, for some time now. And a further hopeful note is that disclosure, even on the mainstream news about ETs and UFOs, is appearing more and more now, making way for full disclosure at some point about the secret space program secrets that have been hidden for so long. So all of this is very exciting. And more progress in this direction is actually reported daily on a large variety of websites and videos. And another really exciting thing you can learn about are predictions from a variety of sources that at some time, perhaps even within the next few years, an extraordinary event involving a solar blast from the central sun is going to occur that will greatly catapult the planet and humanity forward toward the fifth dimension. And I will be discussing this at length in the next class, and also how you can prepare for it. So, as dark as everything may seem at this point, keep remembering that these are the last days of the third dimension on Earth that we're living through here. Keep remembering this bigger picture. We're in the midst of a final battle, and at long last, after eons of time, the forces of light are finally winning. And we can help speed it up by doing our own inner work and liberating ourselves through healing and spiritual practices, and by remaining positive and loving no matter what may be happening to or around us. We just need to hang in there for a while longer. And with how time seems to be speeding along these days, even if it takes a few more years, we will probably still be alive to witness and experience the beginnings of the golden age that are opening up just ahead of us. So, until the next class, I send you my love and many, many blessings.